Let's look at problem 113 and 114. Problem 113 relates to an example that you've seen in 110 that dealt with a dispute between the pilot union and the airline management over the contract negotiation. Example 1-10 illustrates the use of the mediation in a contract renegotiation dispute. As well, problem 1-3 probes whether the party selected private mediation as its method of dispute resolution. Why did they choose private mediation rather than any other venue? So several facts should be considered here. The relatively modest cost of this process when compared to the other processes, such as strikes, the need to maintain a continuing relationship, which includes goodwill, the ability to retain control over the outcome, the ability to design an outcome whereby their interests are best served, the speed of the process, from the initiating the process, conducting the process, and reaching the outcome and implementing the outcome. Looking at problem 1-4, problem 1-4 has you, the student, relate to private mediation from your own personal experiences. Have you been involved in private mediation? Now, often parents will mediate between disputing siblings. So if you are a parent, most likely you have mediated. This private mediation is informal, and disputants may not consider that they have participated in mediation. Now, also, a number of schools have implemented peer mediation to help students resolve their disputes with their peers. And this is when students would perceive that if private mediation would be useful, and in schools that is called peer mediation or a peer mediation.